أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين. In the previous ayats, the beginning ayats of 23 Supara, Surah Yasin, wa Maliyah, Allah explained that that person who came to make Nusrat of the two Rasuls which Allah had sent them, and he encouraged his people to bring Iman, and in that also he gave them da'wat that Allah is the only one that has created us, nourishes, sustains us, to whom we are going to return. It's only right that we worship him. And these idols, how can we ever worship the idols that are not in existence on their own accord, who can't do anything? Idols have got no power whatsoever to do any good or to do any bad, to benefit anyone or harm anyone. How can I worship those idols? However, his people became very upset with him, and according to one narration, they stoned him to death. Another, that Allah lifted him up to the heavens and entered him into Jannah. And then too, he was concerned about his people and said, if only my people could know on account of which Allah has given me this great honor and what enjoyments and pleasure Allah has given me. On the other hand, here down on earth, then Allah decided, when these people have falsified me, they have not believed in my Rasul, and a person who gave them da'wat for good, they even killed that person, then Allah decided to send his punishment upon those people. And in that punishment, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Or, اتاری نہیں ہم نے اس کے قوم پر اس کے پیچھے کوئی فوج آسمان سے. In order to destroy those people, we did not have to send down an army of ours from the heavens. In other words, the whole creation all together are not even like a fly in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah doesn't need a whole army to come and destroy the people. وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. اور ہم فوج نہیں اتارا کرتے. And our system also is not that we send down an army to destroy the people. These people are so insignificant, the whole creation, they are so weak, they can't do a thing. We don't have to send an army. Allah Ta'ala send of Malaika, the army of the Malaika, on the occasion of Badr, on the occasion of Ahzab and Hunain, other battles. But that was not to fight really the enemy, but just in honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and to honor them. Otherwise, Allah is not in need of any of those things. How did Allah destroy this people? In kanat illa sayhata wahid. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. بس یہی تھی ایک چنگار, پھر اس دم سے بج گئے, پھر اسی دم سے سب بج گئے. All what we did, we sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who stood at the end of this community, the place of location, and one scream he gave, and on account of that, these people were left like ashes that are burnt out. Nothing was left of them whatsoever. And Allah is not even in need of Jibreel alayhi salam. Just one order and command of Allah is sufficient. This was also just because dunya is darul asbab. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So in this way, then Allah destroyed that nation who did not believe in Allah, and who even went to the extent of killing the messenger that came to them. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Kya afsos hai bando par. What a pity on mankind. That don't they, can't they think for themselves? Why they bring destruction to themselves? With their own hands they chop off their own legs. Can't they think to bring iman on that being who has created them, who has given them every ni'mat of their eyes, their brains? Whatever we have got is from Allah, and we cannot acknowledge it. We cannot turn to Allah in obedience, and whatever errors we make and we seek repentance from Allah, that is all what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. بندوں پر کوئی رسول نہیں آیا ان کے پاس جس سے ٹھٹہ نہیں کرتے. The nature of man has always been generally the vast masses. Whenever a rasul came to them or the teachings of the rasul, all they did was make a joke about it. They mocked at it, just like today also the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many non-Muslims who make such a mockery about it, all the cartoons etc. And even Muslims, we don't appreciate the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also, in a sense, make a lot of mockery of the teachings of, for example, the beard. We don't keep a proper sunnah beard. This is also, in a sense, mocking the beard of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the other sunnahs that we don't observe, or we laugh and mock at them. How many who claim themselves to be good Muslims but make a joke out of the miswak? If any person wants to become pious, then we label that person is an extremist. We tell that person is going overboard now. And that person, all that person in his sincerity or in her sincerity, is trying to observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. How many of us make a joke out of the burqa and women who are in parda? We laugh at those people who keep beards, etc. So we are also guilty of this, and it is only Allah's clemency that His azab does not overtake us. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. کیا نہیں دیکھتے کتنے غارت کر چکے ہم ان سے پہلے جماعتیں کہ وہ ان کے پاس پھر کر نہیں آئیں گی. Don't these people take a lesson and see how many nations we have destroyed before them, and those nations will never come back again back into this world. Nobody who has died has come back for a 2-3 hours again just to come and pay us a visit. And those people on whom Allah's azab has come, they are gone from this world, and they are gone in further azab in the qabr in the year after. So from this, from a historical perspective also, mankind should take a lesson. Great, great nations like Ad and Thamud, what powers they had and how Allah had destroyed them. So all this are lessons for us to learn, that when the true message of Allah Ta'ala comes to us, we should not turn our faces from it, and we should not make a mockery and joke about it. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ الَّذَيْنَا مُحَضَّرُونَ. اور ان سب میں کوئی نہیں جو اکھٹے ہو کر نہ آئے ہمارے پاس پکرے ہوئے. And of all these people, there are nobody that they will return to us, and they will be arrested. They will be in their shackles and in their chains, and they will be brought back in front of us. So when this is the case, and it is so clear, and a person with the slightest of iman will change his life accordingly and turn to Allah Ta'ala in full submission, and thereby save himself from this terrible adab which comes in this dunya also, otherwise at the time of maut in the qabr in the year after. May Allah help us, guide us, and we should seek hidayat from Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to His commandments.